Over the last few days, we've been chatting about forgiveness, and perhaps you're thinking, well, come on, Bernie, let's move on. Okay, we'll do that tomorrow. But today, I want to introduce you to a woman who had every reason not to forgive. Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. I was interviewing a woman called Lorraine recently, whose son was hit by a drunk driver and left to die. Now, if that driver had stopped to help, her son would probably still be alive today. But he didn't, and so he died from his injuries. It's easy for a guy like me to talk about forgiveness, but that subject cuts deep into the heart, touching many a hurt from the past. I mean, what does forgiveness mean in a situation like that? What struck me about Lorraine was the pain of her loss. A mother's pain was still so raw in her heart many years on. But in the midst of that, she was determined to forgive. And I've watched her since. The way she's healed is so amazing. She can never change what happened. No form of justice can ever bring back her son. But her choice to forgive has brought healing to her heart. Jesus once said this about forgiveness, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies, pray for those who treat you badly. Love your enemies and pray for them. Is it easy? No. But my hunch is that for Lorraine, as hard as it would have been to forgive the actions of that drunk driver, just leaving her son on the side of the road to die, completely alone, it was a whole bunch easier than carrying around the cancer of unforgiveness for the rest of her days. Love your enemies and pray for them. That's God's word, fresh for you today. I can't imagine what Lorraine went through, but I do know this. She took God at his word on this whole issue of forgiveness, and he healed the wound in her heart. That's the power of God's word, and that's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the Fresh devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com.